This is Ned Cook interviewing Tommy Simpson at his home in Washington, Connecticut on May 6th, 2004. This is disc number one. So Tommy, I thought we would start off just talking a little bit about your background, sort of growing up in the upper Midwest. Maybe just sort of talking about where you grew up, the relationship with the farm, some of those early experiences about the environment, your family, people in the town.
Yes, I could also refer you to the Two Looks to Home
right.
book, which has a lot of sort of remembrances as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the town was about 2,500 people in the Midwest, northwest, sort of outside of Chicago, about 60, 90 miles, sort of the same distance I am now from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little town, Victorian, with a river running down the middle. My family are from there, my mother's family. And it was the kind of place where in the spring, in the fall, you know, 20% of the kids were missing because they were planting or harvesting.
So it's still an agricultural community.
Yeah, it was very much so, as well as it was the last rung of wealth out of Chicago. So there were some really people with a great deal of wealth that had farms.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a mix between just blue collar and some really wealthy people, and then a lot of farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of the world of arts was, you know, something you look at in a book. It didn't really exist sort of in the community.
Did you spend a lot of time? Did your family have a farm then?
My mother's family had farms, but by the time I came around, they were all sold.
Mm-hmm.
I have memorabilia stuff from some of the farms.
Right. But at that point, you were sort of more living in town and not necessarily tied into the agricultural rhythms.
Yeah, I was living in the family house.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother was born in the house kind of thing, and family died in the house. It was like five generations had it. And so it was in my mother's house. My dad was from Peoria. And so the family had, like, Carpentersville was next door, is named after my cousin and that kind of thing. My grandfather had a store downtown, a department store.
Uh-huh.
And his father started the business, and he was named Charlie. They called him Cheap Charlie because he went around in the wagon and sold cheaper than anybody else, that kind of thing.
So it was a hardware store that was the family business?
It was a mercantile, or, you know, it's got a little bit of clothes as well
as
dry goods and all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it was a kind of quiet place. I mean, you could walk down the middle of Main Street, down the hill, you know, during the day. You know, hardly any cars would come by, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And did your grandmother live with you?
My grandmother, I lived with my grandmother and my two great aunts and my mother during the war, because I was born in 39.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know my dad till I was about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone most of the time during the Second World War.
Right.
We lived out in California for a while, and then when we came back, we lived with my grandmother till she built a house, till my parents built a house, and then we moved out, and then when my aunt died, we'd moved back into town in the family house, sort of, was a block from Main Street downtown.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember you talked a bit about your grandmother being very important and influence on you.
Yeah, they all were, sort of, mainly because there weren't any men around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there was one guy, Ernest, who was the handyman for my aunt.
Uh-huh.
Did mowed the lawn and did handiwork kind of stuff like that. But basically, I was brought up kind of with four women.
Uh-huh. And they're the ones who sort of brought the world of art to you?
No, they had no presence of art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't start till I was about 19. I was a junior in college when I started realizing what I'd been doing all these years was art.
So what were you doing before then?
Just making stuff.
And when did that start? Did that start sort of...
Well, I was I don't remember ever not making something.
Uh-huh.
So as far as I can remember, I made things.
What sort of things were you making when you were younger?
Paintings, guns, radio cabinets, scooters, you know, soapbox things.
And just innovating with random materials. I mean, it's not like you're buying kits or reading Popular Mechanics or anything like that. You're just sort of